Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
With the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
Ain't nobody kick around the Warriors.
Well, not yet.
Hey, he had Moody yesterday while I was out. How was he?
He was terrific. He was terrific.
What's that?
I thought the connection was a little sketch, but he was great.
But you guys have been around him before.
No, I know he was great.
What do you mean the connection?
The sound.
Oh.
The sound. Could have been a little better.
I think it was Raymond's cell phone.
Oh, I thought it was Motorola didn't work well.
Oh, boy, Ray.
Kelly Aiko coming up in 10 minutes.
I can't wait.
And he writes for The Athletic. He covers the Houston Rockets, and he had a great story today about what, if anything, the Rockets can do adjustment-wise. And it centers on Amen Thompson, and we'll get into that with him when he gets on here at 11.
Do you have a problem with me rewatching that game? I won't tell you how many times. And looking at the Rockets to where I feel like they let one get away because, Steiny, I felt like the pace of the game was what that you couldn't draw.
I don't know what the pace was of that game. Like, I know the score was low, but do you think it was a half court game?
Yeah, it was supposed to muck it up. They went to the free throw line more than the Warriors, had six more free throw attempts. And you know what I mean? Like, they were supposed to, shout out Shangoon, but they were supposed to goon it out, and I thought it kind of went that way.
By the way, let me correct myself right off the bat. Kelly Aiko.
Oh, Aiko.
Aiko of The Athletic. Thank you, Evan. I appreciate that. I got to push back on something that Big Smoothie said. This is kind of, sometimes I do have a little bit of a problem with this. Okay. Timberwolves win game one. And then they get beat last night. The Warriors won game one. It's possible they could get beat tonight. It's within the realm of possibility. But when you say the Minnesota Timberwolves didn't show up, I got to tell you, I think that is so unbelievably wrong, and I'll tell you why. If you watch that game.
I'll watch in its entirety.
How many tough shots does Luka make in the first 4 minutes? He banks in a three-pointer from straight away, and he makes two or three other plays that are just great Luka plays. The Minnesota Timberwolves were in foul trouble. And to me, when you're in foul trouble, that's over-aggressiveness. It's not showing up. It's the game was different than it was in game one.
Yeah.
But
what about the offensive side, their offense? Because kudos, the best shot maker, one of them in the game, Luka, tip your cap. But 15 first quarter points is what I think the Smoothie was talking about.
If you've watched the Timberwolves, and I'm going to say it, get the drop ready, which I have, they are very inconsistent offensively. They just are. They just are. They got some three-point shooters who can, I mean, look, to me, last night's game's a perfect indication. They shot the, I almost said the S out of it. It's a phrase I used to always use. They shot the hell out of it in game one. They couldn't make a shot in game two.
How many assists if you think zero. Edwards had?
He had zero assists after nine in the first game. So what did Finch say? He said, he got a little sticky with the ball.
I love that.
Okay. So he wasn't making as many plays, but the idea of
Because they made it a game late, and that's all. I think people are like, if that version of them would have showed up in the first, maybe they win that game. But I'm with today's not the day, but we can bring them up because that's the next foe of the Golden State Warriors if they get out of this series, and I expect them to do that, and you do too. But Stoney, there's something going on in L.A. If you watch LeBron's body language about him playing Robin and him and Reeves waiting on Luka to do whatever he's going to do, it's not a good recipe for me. That's why I was petrified of the old Lakers with AD and clogging up that middle or whatnot. But, man, bring it on.
Let's go to Jackie. Jackie's in Palo Alto. Hey, Jackie, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know, I actually called to talk about the Warriors, but I do want to add, I don't think the Lakers are necessarily better now. They're different now,
Yeah. But
I don't think they're better now. So that's, I just want to say
no,
that.
No, I got you. All right.
The Warriors, I know they're the 7th seed because that's what it says on the paper. We're not a 7th seed, man. We're a 1 or 2 seed. We dug ourselves a hole for 2/3 of the season. Do you think we would have lost 30 games if Jimmy had been here since the beginning? No. So we're really a 1 or 2 seed fighting another 2 seed. I just get so tired of, well, the Warriors are a 7 seed. The hell they are. That's it. You guys have a great day.
No, I mean, obviously, they're, 25-8 since Butler got here, so they're a much, much better team. Now, the one thing I will push back on just a little bit. Oh, well, if Jimmy were here the whole year, you know, I don't think this is a 60-win team with Jimmy Butler. And the reason I don't is because, and maybe we'll find out next year, but let's say the Warriors are really good next year at the start of the season with Butler. They start 20-9.
Yeah.
Like, at that point, they're going to start to manage the season. You know what I mean? They couldn't manage this season. They got behind. They got to 25-26, and Butler got here, and then they had to get moving right away.
Yeah.
But I do think if they establish something early next year with Butler and Draymond and Steph,
they'd pace themselves a little more.
Yes, and then they'll kind of wait till the end, and they'll look at the standings, and they'll say, "Oh, we're at 5. I don't know. We're at 5. Yeah. We can definitely get to 4 to get the home court,
or like maybe even 3, like they did in 2022.
Exactly.
Top 3 seed.
Exactly.
But I get what he's saying, and I kind of just said it to you, Stoney. I get the numbers are what they are, and we know this season's been a metamorphosis or whatnot. But man, I hate I'm going into this game this confident, and the Warriors are gonna, you know, handle their business. But I can't wait to have our guest on just to see how the Rockets are feeling.
Yeah, and the other thing is, the Warriors are, they're not a traditional 7 seed.
Yeah. Well, especially.
But so, I'm not, yeah. Like, the other, I got to wait on the Rockets being the worst 2 seed in history also. Like, that's kind of what I mean. I can look at the Warriors objectively and say, well, they're a better team with Jimmy Butler. So, yeah, they're probably not a 7. I don't want to get into a fight over whether they're 1, 2, 3, or 4. But right, they're a hell of a 7 seed, there's no doubt. But I don't know that the Rockets are a terrible 4 seed after one game. That's all I'm saying. I know they're inexperienced, and that's not going to go away. So there we go. By the way, Kelly Eco coming up in 5 minutes. He writes for The Athletic, covers the Houston Rockets, and he is down in Houston. We're going to talk to him about the way Houston's feeling. If they feel like they can still, what do you mean? See, I hate that. I fall into the trap too. See if Houston can still, it's like they lost one game. Can still what, Steiny? See if the Rockets are confident in game 2. That's the way to say it.
But you can be confident all day or not. You just, can they win the game?
But what I'm saying is I hate even leaning into, could the Rockets possibly get back into the, they're in the series. They're down 1-0. Not a series.
And to their credit.
It's not a series until somebody wins on the road. Oh, never mind. Let's go to Carlito in Alameda. What's up, Carlito?
Hello, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's up, baby?
Listen, I'm thrilled for the Warriors. I'm just going to say this. I don't know if you guys have noticed this. I love Pods. The kid is doing good, but he gets a little tight late in games. That's something Jordan Poole did not have. He was a killer. That's something that, he's got to work on. Thank you, guys.
Now, let me ask both you guys this.
Yeah.
Do you think Pods gets tight, or does he get loose?
I don't think he gets tight.
Yeah, I'm going to go loose before I go tight.
I think he's overconfident.
And what about, again, another one? We kind of seen it, Stoney, what in the playoff game where he just has so much energy. He goes up there to on a missed shot to tap it to Draymond. Like those play, was in the crunch time. That was a big play. Like
big play.
Man, called them tight. Don't put that jacket on him yet.
It's funny because
he said
most
tight.
People think Pods might be a little too aggressive.
Well, he's cocky. That's half the battle. I just can't get over real quick.
What's that?
Highly favored. The only time I ever used that was when I'm gambling. But now, Evan, highly favored, baby. Got a new meaning. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a religious thing.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm looking. The boys had Steve Kerr on yesterday. It was great.
Yeah, I listened to a couple.
I listened to it all too. Yeah, they interviewed Steve Kerr yesterday. I'm kidding. It was great as always. Kerr on, massive changes coming.
I would say most coaches wait until after two games to make a major adjustment, whether it's a rotational addition or, a scheme change. I don't expect, massive changes from Ime. They know who they are as a team. They've had a great year. They have a real identity. And so we kind of know, they're going to be physical, and they're going to defend, and they're going to rebound. And I don't think too much will change from that philosophy.
Now, Goo, you weren't here yesterday.
Talk to him.
But the one thing I did say, we were talking about adjustments and what can the Rockets really do. And I thought to myself, well, why would they really make any adjustments? They shot terribly. They played 82 games this year, and they won 52. They played a certain style, and they played their very first playoff game, and they didn't perform well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't throw away your identity after one loss.
And
they'll just try to amp everything up.
No doubt. And speaking of amped, what if I told you, Stoney, that I do give them kudos for getting that game back to a three-point game? Again, that doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of you're down 0-1. But what about some of the turnovers? I felt like they were youngster turnovers. Stoney, you talked about
the Rockets.
The Rockets,
they
just
were
a bad bounce pass. Knowing you wouldn't do that 9 out of 10 times, but maybe the pressure got to them. But some of those turnovers, they were in the lane, and the goal is right there. The hoop is right there, and they just lost it. And kudos to the Warriors for slapping and stripping at the ball. But those are the type things that they kind of shot them in the foot over and over again.
And
I thought,
again,
16 turnovers, Stoney.
And that's why I can't, I expect the Rockets to essentially do the same thing. They're just going to play harder, I feel like. And again, I don't think we can understate this enough. The important players on the Rockets, Şengün, Green, Amen Thompson, Jabari Smith Jr., they're all playing their first playoff game.
Yeah.
So when you say, Stoney, they made some young turnovers, I get it. I get it. By the way, do we all understand now, or do you agree with, hey, the playoffs are different?
Oh.
Like, it's incredible.
I love it. And
I do too.
I feel like it's always been like that, Stoney. So when you brought up that nuggy nug about the refs are letting it go. Again, not to talk about the rest of the league, but watch what's going on. It feels like a Western Conference Finals when I'm watching the Clippers in Denver play through that contact. And I think I like it. I know I like it.
Well, I'm watching the Lakers, again, Lakers-T-Wolves last night. And, you know, Edwards gets to the rim, and he can't finish. And it looks like there's a lot of traffic in there, and it feels like they call that in the regular season.
Ticky-tack.
But they didn't.
Yeah.
But similarly, you know, Luka's got a guy on his side, and he's shouldering and faking and looking for contact and getting a little, but he's not getting that call as much anymore.
Mm.
So I think it's definitely a league-wide type of thing where they're going to let him play more in the postseason, and the teams that can adjust to it are going to be the ones probably that that come out on top.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. One takeaway, you're going to call me crazy, Stoney, but if I was Udoka, I would try to implement a little more zone. And the reason you say, why would you do that when a team has the likes of Steph Curry? When I analyze and look at the Warriors, I don't feel like without Klay Thompson, I'm not afraid of their outside shooting. But then it becomes Dr. Phil, a Dr. Phil game. Okay, you're so good at shooting. We know that, Steph. All right, let's see you do it uncontested or lightweight contested. Jimmy Butler, we're going to pack the paint. Okay, we know you don't like to shoot threes, but you know what I mean? Like, just do something different if you're the Rockets, because the Warriors' action, when Steph Curry gets like Walter Payton or McCaffrey and those back cuts, like, Stoney, you talked about it. The three-pointers are like four-pointers the way he hits them. But even those, when they just, whoever it is, Dre or Jimmy Butler waiting for Steph to do what he does, come on. It's like those are, to me, demoralizing. And well, in a zone, you kind of could take that away at different times, not the whole game, obviously, Stoney, and be like, you know what, tip of the cap, you made it. Because we talked about it. I don't know how confident I am in the Warriors shooting as a whole, but Houston, I don't feel like did a lot of that in game one of, now Curry missed his first three and then figured it out. I'm going to go to the basket the next five or seven shots. But I'm just thinking like, Udoka, do what they did to you, because the Warriors went zone at times against the Rockets.
Well, here's what I would say to that, and I'm not saying you're wrong or they shouldn't switch up defenses, but again, the Rockets are at their best when they play man-to-man defense. And a lot of times you go to zone to protect maybe foul trouble, or you use it when you're fatigued. And I just have a feeling, I may be wrong, but I got to believe Udoka does not want to go to zone, because, you know, zones can make you a little passive defensively.
Mm.
Like you start thinking about, well, I just have to guard an area rather than a man. And it just changes your aggressive approach. And since they have such an aggressive approach on defense, I wonder if he really wants to go play zone or, you know. And then the problem with zone is you better know where Steph is, and it's a young team. And maybe if they didn't play a lot of zone in the regular season, we can ask Kelly Eco that one when we finally get him. He's probably a shoot around right now. I wonder how much zone they played during the regular season, but if they didn't play a lot of it, zones can be terrible if you don't practice them also.
Gotcha.
But, you know, switching up the defense is,
because the Warriors did it. They threw everything. I felt like they threw everything at them but the kitchen sink.
Yeah, no, the Warriors did. But, you know, like that's, like the Warriors can do that because they're so experienced and they're kind of tied together. And the Rockets are still a young team getting to know each other. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're efforting Kelly Eco of The Athletic. He covers the Houston Rockets, and obviously the Rockets and Warriors are shooting around today, so he's probably got other duties. So we'll get him at some point in the show, but it doesn't look like it's going to be right now. So right now would be a great place to jump in and join the conversation about the Golden State Warriors. And game two tonight in Houston, you can hear it all right here on 95.7, the game at 6:30.
Yeah.
Kind of talking about what kind of game favors the Warriors, what kind of game favors the Rockets. And I am a little confused. Do you want an up to, if you're the Warriors, You want to play up-tempo against the Rockets?
No. Because I believe that's where those thoroughbreds, as I call them, Stoney, that they're not thinking.
Okay.
You don't have them in that half court. You know, they're using all their lane speed, jumping ability. It's open gym. And that's what I think, that's where they play best. That's where they show best, the Rockets. That's me.
See, I think the Warriors, believe it or not, can play anyway against this particular team. Because to me,
I can't wait to hear the
because. To me, yeah. Even if it's up and down, yes, that favors athletes and it favors the Rockets tangibly on the court. But the Warriors are still a better decision-making team.
Man, that's real, man.
What I'm saying is, I don't know what's best for the Rockets. I do know they'd probably like to avoid playing in the half court as much as possible.
Man. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.